Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
On one hand, Christ is mysterious. He is at the same time sitting at the right hand of God in the heavenlies, but also simultaneously dwelling in us. He's also practical. He not only saves us eternally, but he wants to become our very living, that is, to live himself out in our everyday life. We've been treated to a marvelous view of Christ in the book of Colossians for many weeks now, and as we near the end of this memorable life study, we want to come back to a few key passages to be nourished and enlightened once again. Dick Taylor has joined us for another of these tremendous studies. Dick, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Chris.
Dick, we have a very rich portion today as the focus of our time together. The first 4 verses of Colossians 3 imply 5 wonderful items, and we'll call them the wonderful ones today. We're going to see that with Christ and in Christ, we enjoy one position, one life, one living, one destiny, and one glory. These are tremendous, aren't they?
They really are, Chris. I appreciate so much. In these 4 verses in chapter 3 of Colossians, we see eventually that our life is hidden with Christ in God. This gives us a clue related to our position. The first one is our position.
Right.
We can see from Colossians and from all the epistles of Paul very clearly that our position is in Christ. Where is Christ? Christ is in the Father. Where's the Father? He's in the heavens. And how can this all be realized, enjoyed, and experienced right now while you're listening to this program? By being in the Spirit. When you get into the Spirit, that's the wonderful Christ who's within us, then right away you're in Christ, in the Father, in the heavens. And when we have the right position, then we can actually live the one life and enjoy the one life, which is just Christ himself. This one life also has one living. And this one living is just Christ and we in Christ, living together as one. We'll see later in the broadcast that this one living is related to Christ in his present ministry today. And that's what we desire to see. The things that are above are not merely things. The things that are above are Christ as the wonderful high priest, the minister, and the administrator. And so when we practically enjoy this one position, then we have one life with one living. And we are full of joy. We are full of expectation related to our destination. And our one destination is just glory. That is God himself expressed. So these ones really go together, and these verses are marvelous. I think you could read these verses for years and never really see the truth here. Thank the Lord for the ministry to bring us to the one position, one life, one living, one destiny, and one glory. And ultimately, we'll realize this one position is Christ. This one life is Christ. This one living is Christ. This one destiny is Christ. And this one glory is Christ. Christ, 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 Christ. Hallelujah.
Well, Dick, let's read these 4 verses. They're short, but they, as you said, contain riches, treasure, and in a window into God's heart's desire. Okay, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Dick, in those 4 verses, as we said, we'll see one position, one life, one living, one destiny, and one glory. Particularly in this section, this first one, we want to talk about one life with one living. Here's Witness Lee.
We in here have one life. Not only we have the same life as he has, not only so, but we have the same one life with him. We and he have one life. The life he has, we have. The life that we have, he has. He and we and he all have one life. Wonderful. And not only so, our living is his living. We live, he lives. Whom we live, he lives. And our living is his living. We live in his living, and he lives in our living. We and he and we have one living. It doesn't mean he lives his and we live ours. No. We live his life and he lives our life. His living and our living are just one. How about this? Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought that while you are walking, he walks? How about this? How about this? Have you ever applied him to such an extent? While you are speaking, he speaks. While you are losing your temper, he loses. If anything you do and he doesn't, you shouldn't do. If anything you do, he doesn't. And this means what? This means you live one kind of living, and he lives another way. You don't live, he lives. You don't live, he's living. Oh, no good. This is not good. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you are going to lose your temper and he loses, wonderful. You better lose it. If you are going to lose your temper, he doesn't lose. You have to stop. Why you stop? Don't say, because the Bible commands me not to lose temper. No, don't say that. That is religious. Sorry to say this. Why don't you lose your temper? You just say, because when I'm going to lose my temper, Jesus doesn't go. So, I don't lose. Because he doesn't do this, so I don't do it. Whatever I do, he should do. And whatever he does, I should do. One living. One living. Hallelujah. One position, one life, one living. Not only so, one future. One destiny.
Dick, we have these two aspects, Christ our life and Christ our living. Mm-hmm. We read the verse here in Colossians 3, when Christ our life is manifested. To pick up the matter of Christ being our living, we really need to go to Philippians, which we were in our life study series not too long ago in chapter 1. It says, for to me to live is Christ.
Amen.
He used a simple example here about losing our temper to illustrate this, but talk about the distinction or the difference between what it is to have Christ our life and to have Christ as our living.
Well, all of us who have received Christ, we could say we have Christ as our life. But how about practically in our daily experience? To really experience Christ in our living is really related to our moment-by-moment experience. This is really good, Chris. We have one life and one living. In a sense, the life we have is our source. That's Christ. But the living means we must depend on him, be open to him all the time, so that we could experience what Paul experienced according to the verse you read. For to me to live is Christ. That means, for example, for to me to drive is Christ. Or for to me to wash dishes is Christ. For to me to go here or go there is Christ. In other words, the Lord's desire ultimately is the oneness. He really wants the intimacy with us, so that his living is our living is his living. There's not a difference between the two. There's a hymn we sing, and it says, Christ liveth in me. And I like this. You can apply this. Christ driveth in me. Christ vacuumeth in me. Christ speaketh in me. In other words, like our brother said, whatever we do, we want to be one with him, so that our living is just his living. Like today, when I was on my way here, I just had a little sense at the hour to turn on the news while I was on the freeway. And I felt he and we were one. And it was fine. I turned it on. There was a couple of items. After the first couple items, that's good enough. Turn it right back off. So there was a comfort to just tune in for a little bit. And there was also the comfort to turn it off and continue to pray and open myself to the Lord the rest of the way here. So I could testify that for to me to drive was Christ. And this is all realized because this Christ, who is our living today, is the life-giving Spirit. And as we'll see as we go on today, He is joined to us in our spirit. So as we turn to our spirit, opening to Him, then He and we not only have one life, but practically in all the things that we do and all the places we go, all our activity, we have one living, and that living is just Christ.
Okay, Dick, the next section is going to bring us some real practical help on how to make this our day-by-day experience. And the key is in these verses we read in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. In both places, it uses this phrase, the things which are above. In verse 1, it says, seek the things which are above. In verse 2, it says, set your mind on the things which are above. What are these things, Dick? We're going to see that this is the heavenly ministry of Christ today in the heavens.
Amen.
Here's Witness Lee once more.
The Lord Jesus, He has two kinds of ministries, two categories of ministries. The first one is His ministry on this earth before He was resurrected. The Lord Jesus on this earth has been a Lord. He has carried out a tremendous ministry. He accomplished redemption. That was His ministry on this earth. And that ministry was fully accomplished. He finished that ministry. So Hebrews tells us He, after finishing the work, the ministry on this earth, He went to the heavens and sat there because His work was done. He finished His ministry on this earth. But this is the first category of His ministry. The second category is His ministry in the heavens. Today, He's still ministering. A higher ministry. A bigger ministry. A larger ministry. He is there as the high priest interceding, taking care of all His churches. He is ministering there, the heavenly ministry into all the churches. In other words, He is transmitting there. He's doing the transmitting work. But He's busy there. He's much more busy than what He was on this earth. When He was on the earth, He was only taking care of those disciples around Him. But today, He's in heaven. He's taking care of how many churches? Millions of saints. Is under His heavenly ministry. Now you understand. What are the things above? These are the things above. Our high priest is interceding there. Our heavenly minister is ministering there. He is working there. Not only so, He is also the administrator. He is executing God's universal government. He administrates. He is busy there. As the high priest, He is interceding. As the heavenly minister, He is ministering. As the Redeemer, He is administrating the universal government of God to accomplish God's purpose. These are the things in heaven.
Dick, I love this sharing on the heavenly ministry. These things that are above, we may have had an old concept about what we thought these things above were, but isn't this a wonderful window into the activity of Christ in the heavens that we need to have our mindset on and be seeking and actually, as we're going to find out today, be joined to?
This is an excellent opening of this portion of the Word, Chris, because eventually we see that things that we set our mind on, the things that we seek, are not merely things, but they're really Christ. Christ in His present function in His heavenly ministry. I think we all appreciate very much, all of us who love the Lord and love His Word, we realize His earthly ministry is so precious.
Yes.
And He accomplished so much.
Right.
And He accomplished for sure an eternal redemption. But none of us could participate in that ministry. This is something he had to accomplish. But after his death, his resurrection, and ascension, he entered into a second aspect of his ministry, and that is his heavenly ministry. In this ministry, we see him in a threefold way as the interceding high priest,
right,
who is busy, very busy. He's busier now than in his first ministry. Busy what? Praying for you and me, praying for the raising up of the reality of the body of Christ, interceding for so many unbelievers to get saved and to be made living members of the body of Christ. And he's ministering. He's busy ministering. And not just ministering things, but ministering himself as the heavenly life and life supply to enable us, Chris, on this earth to live a heavenly life on this dark earth. This is marvelous. What a ministry this is. And also, he's functioning as the administrator in this universe. He's the Lamb on the throne. And he's arranging everything for the fulfillment of his purpose. Now, this aspect of his ministry, he wants us to participate in with him. He wants us to enjoy him. He wants us to be one with him. And so this is our living. This is our one living, is with him. So now we can see by these verses that the things above are not merely things, but Christ. Christ as the interceding high priest, as the one who's ministering heaven and the heavenly life supply into us, and the administrating God in this universe, heading up all things for his purpose.
Dick, talk about the example that we've heard him use many times of the electrical transmission. We have an appliance here, in a sense, joined to or linked to. We're going to touch this in the coming section, but maybe you could say a little bit, the appliance being joined to the power plant through the electrical lines.
Right. Just like the lights in a building are joined to the power plant, not physically, but because of the electricity. And today, we on this earth have one living with Christ, who's in the heavens. Why? Because this same Christ who's in the heavens is also the life-giving spirit, the heavenly electricity, the heavenly ladder, who joins earth to heaven and is right within our spirit. So as we turn to our spirit, open to the Lord, and practice one spirit with him, even many times through the day, just turning and saying, "Oh, Lord Jesus, I still love you." As we touch him and open to him, heaven and earth is joined. The power plant with the actual lights that are bright and shining are all connected, and they're connected by Christ himself as the heavenly electricity. So he and we are just one. He's in the heavens, yet he's on the earth, and he's in us as the life-giving spirit. We could say this life-giving spirit is the heavenly connecting electricity and ladder.
Dick, that's really where we want to wrap up the program today. In this final portion, let me add a couple of verses to the one you just talked about in 1 Corinthians 15, the last Adam becoming the life-giving spirit. 1 John chapter 4 says, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he is in God." There's our position. "In this, we know that we abide in him and he in us, that he has given to us of his spirit." And now in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, "But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit."
Amen.
And these verses really give us the key practically to experience this transmission, this connection, the heavenly ladder. Here's Witness Lee.
"Now, I would check with you. Do you join the Lord ministry that was on the earth? Or do you join the Lord ministry that is now going on in the heavens? When you are joining the Lord in his ministry in heavens, you are seeking things above. You are seeking things above. What does it mean to set your mind upon things above? That is, you are joining yourself to the very Christ in the heavens to administrate God's administration and to intercede for all the churches and to minister the heavenly supply to all the saints. Hallelujah. You are setting your mind on things above. You are seeking things above. This should be our living. We live in a way that we join our heavenly Christ in his heavenly priesthood and in his heavenly ministry and in his heavenly administration. Hallelujah. Don't you feel good? Okay. Eventually, I would say this. One. We have one position with Christ, one life with Christ, one living with Christ, one destiny with Christ, one glory with Him. One. How could this be? I tell you, this can only be that we are one spirit with Him. We are one spirit with Him. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. We are one spirit with Him. As we are one spirit with Him, surely we have one position. We have one life with Him. We have one living with Him. We have one destiny with Him. We have one glory with Him. And these few verses really indicate this. We know that we are in God and God is in us. By what? By the fact that He has given us His Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given us His Spirit.
Amen.
By this Spirit, we know He abides in us and we abide in Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are one with our triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the message that Colossians gives us.
Well, Dick, we only have a short time, but let's talk about this message that Colossians gives us, that we really can be joined to the heavenly ministry of Christ.
We have to say hallelujah for 1 Corinthians 6:17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. We can actually participate and enjoy His heavenly ministry today by joining this heavenly Christ who is not only in the heavens, but also right within us in our spirit. This joining Christ in our spirit is seeking the things above and is setting our mind on the things which are above. Again, we would like to just stress that these things are Christ, Christ, Christ. Christ as the priest, Christ as the minister, and Christ as the administrator. We get to join Him by practicing one spirit with the Lord to do what? To pray for the unbelievers,
mm-hmm.
pray for all the brothers and sisters, to pray for the building up of the body of Christ. And to do what? To minister the heavenly life supply to others. This is our job as believers. So we can enjoy the truth of this section of the Word by practicing one spirit with the Lord. Then we have one position, one life, one living, one destiny, and one glory, all by being one spirit with our marvelous Christ.
Well, Dick, I have enjoyed our life study today, and these last messages, I think, are very special. I realize that there's a little tape noise in what we're working with here, these older tapes, but we have really, I think, touched something on God's heart that He would like to open to all His people, this union, this being joined to the Christ in the heavens.
Amen.
In His heavenly ministry.
Amen.
What a treat this has been, Dick. I appreciate your fellowship on all these programs.
Praise the Lord, Chris. Thank you. It's good to be with you.
For Dick Taylor today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.